This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
We mentioned the other day, I think, the new Congressional Budget Office report on the federal deficit. Annual red ink of $1.3 trillion. Annual red ink in that amount till at least the end of the decade, which means the laws of finance tell us that we're going to have to borrow money. A lot of money. The way the government borrows is by selling bonds. We talk about that a lot on the program. Usually the 10-year treasury, sometimes the 30-year crops up, but $1.3 trillion a year means we are going to need more bonds, which is why the Treasury Department announced last week it's going to start selling 20-year notes as well. Marketplace's Justin Ho is on the bond beat today.
The new bonds probably won't have ordinary investors lining up to buy them, but 20-year bonds will appeal to investors who manage ordinary people's money, like their retirement funds, says Chuck Tomes at Manulife Investment Management.
You're going to see pension plans, insurance companies that would be natural buyers of these securities.
Take a pension fund, for instance. Jim Vogel at FHN Financial says pension funds are hungry for long-term bonds that mature when the retiree needs the money. And in a lot of cases, a 20-year bond fits right in.
So in particular, as you think about putting together a pension fund for retirees, you're going to have investment horizons that are in 15 to 30 years in maturity.
The Treasury used to offer 20-year bonds, but stopped in the 80s. Vogel says back then, 30-year bonds were just more popular, partly because they paid a lot more in interest. Now, investors will have to figure out how to work the new bonds into their portfolios.
The new bond needs to become a habit, and it takes a while for that to occur.
But for the government, part of the appeal of a 20-year bond is that it's really not all that different from a 10-year or a 30-year bond.
I would think that the learning period here would be shorter than if they were to introduce an ultra-long bond.
That's Seth Carpenter, chief U.S. economist at UBS and a former Treasury official. The Treasury had been considering 50-year bonds, even 100-year bonds. But Carpenter says those would have been uncharted territory.
With a 50-year and especially a 100-year bond, there's not a lot of data. There's no way to know for sure where those bonds would price.
That matters because that lack of data could have pushed the government to pay more in interest on those ultra-long-term bonds to make up for that uncertainty.
Whereas with a 20-year, there already exists data that have that kind of remaining maturity. It's in between the 10-year and the 30-year that would give you some idea.
He says that data will help the government lower the interest on those 20-year bonds. Interest American taxpayers ultimately pay. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.